This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Cleveland RTA says it's seeking more than $1.1 million in health care premiums and other benefits from its former president. RTA alleges former President George Dixon III persuaded staff members to keep him insured despite overdue premiums. Cleveland.com reports the RTA board voted yesterday to pass on its findings to the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor, State Auditor, and the Ohio Ethics Commission. They also voted to stop trustees from using RTA health insurance. Officials have rejected an offer from Dixon to gradually repay $141,000 in overdue premiums. He served as trustee for 26 years, president for 24. A former Cleveland City Councilman has been sentenced to probation for voting on contracts involving a company he had close ties with. Investigators say Joe Kimperman voted to approve contracts with a company where he'd been a board member and where his wife worked as a project manager. He pleaded guilty to 26 misdemeanor ethics charges. At the sentencing Tuesday, Kimperman apologized and said he, quote, should have known better. He was ordered to serve 1 year probation, pay $10,000, and perform 100 hours of community service. Prosecutors had pushed for jail time. All the contracts were approved with unanimous council support. Kimperman, a Democrat, was first elected to council in 1998. He resigned in 2016. After a statehouse event yesterday, Ohio Governor John Kasich urged Republican legislators not to, quote, weasel around on gun control issues and take a position. Kasich is pushing a number of reforms, including a so-called red flag measure that would allow judges to temporarily seize guns from people who pose a threat to themselves or a threat to others. The Dispatch reports Kasich is brushing off claims that the gun issue is a way to burnish his legacy at the end of his second term as governor. Officials in Summit County are looking into the ways jail deputies use force and treat inmates with mental illness. A working group of the county's Jail Operation Advisory Committee met yesterday to discuss use of force, overcrowding, staffing, diversity, and jail finances. The meeting came a day after the county prosecutor's office said no charges would be filed against deputies involved in the death of Anthony Jones. Jones died last fall after an altercation with deputies. The advisory group is scheduled to observe a deputy training site in Stark County next week. They're hoping to learn more about how deputies are trained to react under pressure. Internet retail giant Amazon says it plans to build another large distribution center in Ohio. The Columbus Dispatch reports the newest center will employ 1,500 people in the village of West Jefferson, just west of Columbus in Madison County. Officials say the center is expected to open by the end of next year. That will mark Amazon's third distribution center in the Columbus area. Amazon says it employs more than 6,000 people in the state. Columbus remains one of 20 finalists for Amazon's planned second headquarters, which promises 50,000 jobs and $5 billion in investment. Former Vice President Joe Biden has endorsed Democrat Richard Cordray for Ohio governor. In an announcement yesterday, Biden touted Cordray's work at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, where he was appointed director by President Barack Obama. It's not yet clear whether Biden plans to campaign for Cordray heading into November's election. Cordray faces Republican Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine in the race for governor. The Cleveland Cavaliers are in an 0-2 hole after losing Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals on the road to the Celtics 107-94 last night. This comes despite a Herculean effort by Cavs star LeBron James. James had 42 points, 12 assists, and 10 rebounds. He actually scored 21 of Cleveland's first 27 points in the first quarter, but strained his neck in a first-half collision that briefly sent him back to the locker room. Kevin Love finished with 22 points and 15 rebounds, but it was not enough to stop Boston's second-half surge. This is WKSU News.